So have you heard the rueful little wisecrack about Michigan's weather forecasters? Something like, they're wrong just enough that you don't take them seriously, and they're right just enough that you need to take them seriously. Well, the weather forecasters in Michigan will soon be able to give us forecasts that are, dare we say it, twice as accurate. Mark Torregrossa got his degree in meteorology from Northern Illinois University, and he's been forecasting Michigan's weather for more than two decades. His website, farmerweather.com, specializes in weather information for farmers and agriculture. Mark, why will your forecast soon be twice as accurate?
Well, the National Weather Service, the government, has upgraded the computers, and they're basically about 2.5 times as fast as they used to be. You can look at it as, you know, you have your own laptop there, and it's a couple of years old, and it starts to get really slow and doggy, and you got to reset it all the time. And then you go out and buy a new computer, and you can do things a lot faster. And that's what will be happening with the computer models that we get to look at to make forecasts. The government computer models will run faster, and they'll have higher resolution, so that should increase the accuracy. Now, I use the word twice as accurate because the speed is a little more than twice the speed, but certainly the accuracy should increase.
And when we say that, are we talking about deciding how much snow we're going to get or how far out you're going to be able to make your forecasts?
All of the factors, and that's what's going to be nice. Let's break it down for you a little bit. One of the short-term computer models that we use goes out 16 hours. Its resolution will go down from 13 kilometers. In meteorology, we always speak kilometers because the rest of the world does.
Right.
Down to 3 kilometers. So basically, imagine the state of Michigan with blocks that are 13 kilometers big across it.
Okay.
One in a computer model, it might say this one block, 13 kilometers, is going to have heavy snow in it. Now, there will be several blocks in that one 13-kilometer block, and it could say heavy snow in these two blocks and not in these three.
Okay.
So snowfall, temperature, and the extended model that we use that goes out 16 days, the resolution on that will increase also, and so that should increase the accuracy of forecast going out 7, 8, 9, 10 days.
And, of course, this is it goes beyond just the convenience of knowing whether or not your weekend plans up north might get rained out. This really becomes a matter of economics and also safety.
Yes, and that's actually how the government figures out if they're going to do these kind of things. They put an economic value on loss of buildings. They even put an economic value on loss of life. And then they run through this and say, they do studies. You know how the government loves to do studies. And they say, well, if we spend many million dollars on this upgrade in weather computers, it will save this many lives and this much money, and therefore will pay for itself. And pretty much a lot of times they always come up with the fact that increased accuracy is going to save a lot of lives and a lot of property damage.
When will we start noticing these snazzier, more accurate weather forecasts?
They've implemented it in the hurricane model already. That was the first thing, and that's because hurricane season is now. So we may see, you know, for the rest of the country that is affected by hurricanes, we may see better forecast tracks. I think a number they gave me was something like a 15% better forecast track and intensity when a storm makes landfall. That's a big deal when you're not going to evacuate a large city on the East Coast. Because of the accuracy, you save a lot of money and time there and a lot of frustration. Now, for us here in Michigan, we'll start to see the accuracy sometime in the spring of next year when the computer models that we use to make forecasts here in Michigan start to get the upgrades and the increased speed and increased efficiency.
So maybe fingers crossed by meteorologists all over Michigan, maybe more accurate forecasts and a little less grief from the public.
Let's hope so. It's getting better all the time, and it'll just keep getting better. Mother Nature will always throw us a curve once in a while, but one of these days we'll nail it completely. And then probably for me, the fun will be gone.
Meteorologist Mark Torregrossa of FarmerWeather.com, also the M Live meteorologist. Thanks for talking with us today, Mark.
Thank you.